Do the Marvel Knights books and the Inhumans still kind of hold a warm spot in your heart, considering how influential they were in getting you into Marvel?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they are you know, all important to me. You know, really sort of the hallmark of for me of what I considered, you know, sort of height of my career, in the sense that not the height, but basically the turning point of my career. And in a lot of ways, you know, while I didn't draw and write these books directly, most of these books directly, I you know, I probably have a greater regard for them than most of the work that I've done personally myself, you know, had hands on.
Absolutely. When did you guys decide to give the Inhumans run a motion comic release?
You know, probably about a year or so ago, you know, as we started to discuss the Marvel Knights animated line, we thought about what might be suitable for this particular, you know, style of storytelling. And the humans came up, and you know, they're also a group of characters and a property that are really important to us as something that, you know, down the road we may want to elevate a little bit more, especially in our publishing division. So there's a lot of great stories to be mined within the Inhumans, and you know, this was just one of those great arcs for those characters that we felt a larger audience might really enjoy.
Okay, how do you think the DVD compares to the actual reading experience?
You know, I think it's two completely different things. You know, if you've read the book, and you'll have an enhanced sort of view of what this is and sort of see it come to life. If you've never read the books, then you'll come to it fresh, and I think you'll really experience something that's very, very special. It's really kind of haunting, you know, when you hear actors recite the lines and hear the narrative recited. It really adds a flavor to the story that I think it's what Paul intended and Jay intended in the first place. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to convey those things, you know, on the printed page. But yeah, I really do think it gives you an enhanced experience.
Okay, what's the usual thinking when you guys want to take a property to another medium? What's the process like?
Will it adapt well? You know, we've experimented with this kind of stuff before, and we've learned through experience, and still we're learning through experience, what works and what doesn't work, what style of storytelling works and what doesn't work, and then what kind of narrative works and doesn't. And this really felt like it was, you know, after reading Inhumans, you get the idea that it's, you know, it's very eloquent and sophisticated narrative that we felt would really work well in this particular medium.
Did you guys feel like it might be difficult with the Inhumans, considering, you know, how Black Bolt doesn't really express any emotions, how you guys would convey that on a DVD?
No, because it was done well in the comic books. You know, we it was really, so much of it was you know, it was conveyed through the, you know, omniscient narrator, or through Medusa as Black Bolt's, you know, mm-hmm. translator, so to speak. So we thought that would be fun. You know, that was really never a regard.
As far as the ramifications of this release, like the success of it, well, how will that affect the franchise, the Inhumans franchise?
You know, I think if it's really, really well received, I think you'll see more Inhumans starting in the publishing division. And you never know. I mean, you know, these kind of things have a trickle up effect, and they'll start with publishing, and maybe it'll end up in animation, and maybe who knows? Maybe someday it could be a movie.
Okay, with new applications such as, you know, Made Fire that tell comic book stories in different ways, how viable do you think the motion comic is today in the industry?
Well, you know, right now first of all, let's make the term motion comic. That's something that we did internally here. We don't feel that these are motion comics. We really feel this is animation at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, right now, based upon, you know, what we've been, you know, the sort of optics we've been getting into the sales of these, I do think that that there's a very bright future for this in terms of, you know, what they can do for us, you know, in the profitability sense, but also in the exposure sense for our properties.
Okay.
In other words, the future is pretty bright.
Okay. Marvel's released several motion comics through Shout over the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. There any others in the works? Like, what's the future of Marvel Knights animation?
Oh, yeah, no, we definitely have stuff that we're working on right now. Well, I'm not at liberty necessarily to say what those projects are. The gears are still turning in the machinery, and there is stuff being produced right now.
Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to say about the Inhumans or this release?
Nothing much other than, you know, people should go out and get it. It's pretty spectacular. You know, from somebody who is, you know, unbelievably, tied to the source material and you know, emotionally invested in it. You know, I kind of knew it inside and out, and I was just so surprised to see it in this form, and sort of get to experience it all over again. It was pretty fun.